and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and Warrior Mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. And our world-famous blog can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Well, I'm going to start off today's podcast in honor of Dr. Seuss, probably one of the, in my opinion, one of the world's greatest philosophers. And there's a quote that, there's so many quotes that he has. They're just fantastic ones. But the one I'm going to start today with is, "You're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way." Which leads us into today's topic of discipline and delayed gratification. Imagine trying to climb a mountain instantly, whether it be Shasta, Mount Whitney, Denali, or even some things smaller. You have to put in the discipline to learn that skill to climb the mountain, and then you have to put in the discipline and know that there is going to be a delayed gratification waiting for you once you get to the top. The challenge, and I've been listening to Brendon Burchard talk about this as well, that perhaps the reason the economy has taken such a dive for such a long time is the fact that we all are looking, and I'm using a generic, right? We all are looking for instant gratification, whether it's financial or whatever means. So you have day traders that are trading every minute to get that instant gratification of a hit on a stock. You have people instantly trying to get their success through whether it's get-rich-quick schemes or what's the latest shortcut to lose this weight or how can I, you know, speed dating, right? 10 minutes around the table. We're coming to a society where everything is just so quick because we think we have so much to do, but we're not doing the right things. We're busy doing the stuff that is preventing us from living a life full of power, purpose, passion, and with perseverance. And part of that, living that type of life, is a discipline. And the discipline, though, is tied to what do you want, your big why. If we don't know why we want something or why we're doing something, we want to get it and get it over with quickly, whether it's losing weight, whether it's finding a mate, whether it's making money, whether it's going on vacation. If we have no bigger plan than just to do that, if we're only outcome-focused and not process-focused, we're going to be in a tailspin for a long time. And if you look at, go back and look at your life and look at the things that brought you the most pleasure. I mean, the most sustained, lasting pleasure and happiness. I would venture to say that it took a lot of discipline on your part to accomplish it, and it didn't happen instantly. Because you put in your discipline, you put your time in, you put the effort in, and you worked at it, whether it was knitting or what, building a fence or whatever it was, but it took that time. And when you're done, you can look at it and go, wow, I put part of my life into this and I feel really good about it. And that's where, you know, when we talk about personal success, again, if this is the first time listening to the podcast, personal success is all defined by yourself. It could be finding that perfect mate. It could be athletic performance. It could be fitness. It could be money. But when you talk about personal success, there has to be a discipline with it. It has to be the mental strength to suck it up, princess, and get your discipline under control and do the things that are important, having you move forward instead of doing the things that are busy, just so you can tell everybody, oh, I'm busy. Well, I heard this from a gentleman saying, replace the word busy with I'm important and see how that sounds when you say that out loud to somebody. Instead of going, oh, I'm so busy, say, oh, I'm so important. That's all we're trying to do when we're busy and we don't have the discipline to stick through something, is trying to get acknowledgement that we're important. Well, your successes will give you your own self-empowerment, will give you those that importance that you get intrinsically. When we have this instant gratification that is mainly from an extrinsic source, and that is only one step up on the motivation scale from being amotivated, meaning not motivated at all. When we're only extrinsically motivated, it just takes a little breath of a little wind gust, a little bump in the road, and we're sitting back on the couch. When you can become intrinsically motivated, that's where you're going to get the discipline. You do it for the love of it. Yes, you have an outcome in mind, but that's not the driving force. The driving force is the intrinsic motivation to enjoy what you're doing, to have the discipline to become a craftsman at what you're doing, whether it's, again, martial arts instruction, whether it's helping somebody go through a divorce, whether it's helping somebody plan a financial future. It's your discipline that's going to help you and help others to achieve their personal success and your personal success. And I'm going to challenge you to go back and look at the last time you achieved something that had sustained, lasting fulfillment for yourself. And I would venture to say that came after a price was paid. That is, after you put in some discipline, some time, some effort to get it done. Those things that you got quickly, or you perceived that you wanted to get quickly, it was a flash in the pan as far as being fulfilled and being happy. And really, isn't that what we're all trying to accomplish in life? Is this feeling, as Dr. Wayne Dyer says, I just want to feel good. You know, forget about happy for right now. Most people just don't feel good about their lives, and so they keep hitting themselves with this instant gratification, whether it's, you know, alcohol, narcotics, sex, TV. It's instant, 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 because they think it's going to dull the pain, but it's just a death spiral. When you can put yourself, when you could get away from those things and take the discipline to master something that you love, master a craft. We talked about this before in a past podcast, but master something knowing that the gratification is going to come down the road, whether it's 1 year, 1 month, 2 months. I would suggest that when you go out on this venture of becoming more disciplined and delayed gratification, I would first, perhaps, if you're so used to instant gratification, put it out a week. And then the next time, do another project for a month. And then the next time for 3 months. The next time for 6 months. Build up your endurance. Build up your mental strength for the delayed gratification. Because if you're so used to having things come quickly, it's good. You're going to go through a withdrawal, because this instant gratification fires off this dopamine in our brain, and we feel good about it. So we keep going to feel good. Pretty soon we get so used to it, we can become like an addict, if you will, that used to it. That's why we continually look for these quick fixes. Well, as soon as you start to withdraw yourself from that, you're going to be needing it, or you may physically be needing it. Suck it up, use your mental strength, and know that by the time you're done with it, you're going to have a much bigger hit and a much better feeling of that. And so you're going to be able to appreciate that more than just the quick fixes that you're getting. And it really is critical to have sustained, lasting personal success, to have the discipline, the delayed gratification, knowing that you're working towards something that's worthwhile. And that is the support, that is the foundation of living a life with power, with purpose and perseverance. All those things are not quick. All those things take discipline. They take a delayed gratification. They take time. And when you succumb to the brainwashing of society, of the marketers out there, of here, take this pill, you'll feel better quickly. Here, relieve this pain. Here, do this. Go do speed dating. Drink this, you'll feel, you know, the instant recovery drinks and this and that. Whatever. If you just look at all the advertising that we're being bombarded with, most of it is based on instant fixing. Whatever you look at, I can't think of any advertisement that says, take this and it'll help you in about a month. Nobody would buy it, right? Because we're so used to wanting to have this instant gratification that we feel that we should have this in every area of our life. Things take time. If you've been married for 20, 30 years, you know that took a long time to develop that deep, deep, deep relationship. What you are experiencing now is delayed gratification of putting in those 5 years, those 10 years, those 15 years. Where you are in your relationship could not have happened in 1 week. It is impossible to have that happen. So when you look at things in your life that you have hung on to and become proficient at, you have put in the discipline. So the key is, how do you put in that discipline? And that is finding something that you're passionate about. Most of the time, we are reacting to other people's agendas, not our own. So we're so busy being busy for other people, we're not doing anything for ourselves intrinsically. So part of becoming disciplined is saying no to others and saying yes to your own agenda, so that you can become disciplined at what you want to do, and then you will feel that delayed gratification and how well it is. And this is gets back to, again, we have all been programmed to accept people's interruptions, accept people's agendas, and look for the instant cure. But remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And if you don't take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own